The following podcast is presented by the Super Network and Pop4D. It's the 2B Tuesdays podcast, a weekly show where your hosts go on the free streaming service Tubi at tubitv.com and find a film to do a commentary slash watch along for. We are the number one Tubi related podcast hosted by two Australians and one Canadian.
And they are
Super Marcy.
What is this?
The terrible Australian Bee Jermaine.
I got my bottle of red wine and my vacuum cleaner and I'm ready to go.
And Professor Bat.
That's a Christmas Carol, though.
This podcast contains coarse language.
This movie looks like it was
This escalated quickly.
Adult themes.
You gotta press some buttons if you really wanna get that phone going.
And potential spoilers.
Spoiler alert.
Listener discretion is advised. If you want to watch the film along with listening to the podcast, you can find it streaming or perhaps on physical media and just start the film when we say go. And then pause anytime Tubi gives an ad and then press play once it's over to continue. For more information, please check supermarcy.com and you can show your support at patreon.com/thesupernetwork and get exclusive video versions of this show weekly. Now onto your feature presentation. Hello and welcome back to the 2B Tuesdays podcast. I am your host, Super Marcy, and we are here today with episode 59. And this week will be Batch's pick. Hello, Professor Batch. How you doing?
Good day. So this month we're doing a very special theme of episodes. So this month we'll be doing comic book based movies.
Yes, comic book based movies for the next few weeks. And
so my pick. Yes. Let's go to my pick before we introduce Bean.
Yeah,
we know he's still in the doghouse. He's almost out of the doghouse.
A little bit,
but so no more revenge picks. We're almost. This is almost a To Be Fair movie. This week we're doing Punisher Warzone because it's on Tubi and it's a bomb ass flick.
That is very true. It is pretty fun, and Ray Stevenson is pretty sexy as Punisher. So I'll definitely enjoy the rewatch. And yes, our other co-host, whose pick it is next week, and we'll see if he provides the goodness next week. Please welcome the terrible Australian, Bee Jermaine. Hello, Beedo. How are you?
I'm good, thanks, Marcy. How are you?
Doing good. Very excited, I think, to rewatch some Punisher Warzone for the show.
Indeed, indeed. Like, I haven't seen Punisher Warzone probably since when it first came out. I wasn't that big of it at the time, but I'm kind of curious to see how it holds up because I know quite a few people have been telling me I should be giving this film an extra chance. So I'm very glad that Matt has decided to pick the film as our first entry into comic book movie month.
It's pretty, like, stuff that makes us pop 4D on this show. This movie has a lot of those type of moments.
And it really kicks off the proceedings straight into the action. So, yeah, pretty exciting to check this one out with the boys today. And yes, we will count down and watch the movie. And of course, if you listen to the intro of the podcast, find the film wherever you have it and just play it when we do and listen out for the ads and timestamps. So, Beat and Batch, are you ready to go back to the war zone with Punisher Warzone?
Let the LA wars continue into New York City. It's all I have to say.
Indeed.
This is the sequel, New York Wars.
Yes. we have a running theme going on here. It's all about the gang street wars for some reason.
Season two of the Tubi Cinematic Universe is being dominated by these LA wars. Like, every single movie just ties into it.
It does. It's very bizarre. Yes, fellas, here we go. Let's do this. In 5, 4, 3, 2, 1, start the movie.
And it's a Lionsgate production.
I was about to say.
Yep.
I like the cogs.
Now, of the three Punisher movies, what's your ranking order for the three of them?
Ooh.
We got the Dolph Lundgren, we got the Thomas Jane, we got the Ray Stevenson.
Yeah, Thomas Jane is my favorite one. So number one. I think this would be two, and Dolph's would be three. Yeah.
I would put this over Thomas Jane, because Thomas Jane's Punisher didn't kill enough people in that movie.
I think I have way too much fun with that movie. It's I love it.
That one does have Kevin Nash. It's a Russian.
Yes, so we might, we'll do it for the, you can do it for the wrestling tapes and invite me. It's definitely
a wrestling tapes movie. Yes, absolutely. But this one makes up for that.
This one just goes all balls out. Bede, what's your rankings?
Well, that's the thing, though. Like I said before, I guess a quote-unquote good Punisher movie, so I kind of feel like all of them are pretty much the same. But if I had to rank them, I would probably surprisingly put the Thomas Jane version third, this version at number two, and surprisingly the Dolph Lundgren version number one.
Why is Dolph Lundgren at number one?
Because you know my love for Dolph Lundgren. See,
that is true. I totally forgot Julie Benz is in this movie.
That's my girlfriend.
Indeed. And Dominic West just hams it up. I love him in this. He's just, ugh.
Everyone starts this movie at fuck this shit o'clock.
And Newman's in this movie.
Perfectly cast Newman, by the way.
This is just, yeah, it's a lot of fun. And I do believe many years ago with Clancy, we did a commentary. It was for me, Sight Unseen, like we usually do on this podcast, for the Dolph Lundgren Punisher movie. And I don't think I've seen it since, but yeah, it was a lot of fun for just how bizarre that is.
This continues the trend of we don't do the first movie of a franchise. We start at the second or third on this show.
Yes.
Oh, yeah. But what I think is interesting about Punisher Warzone, it kind of takes, like, the Incredible Hulk kind of approach. Like, it's obviously, it's a reboot of the franchise after, you know, the Thomas Jane version. But at the same time, though, even though it is a reboot, it kind of still acts as a sequel to the previous film as well. Because it kind of gets you up to speed with everything and just goes straight into the story.
Yeah. I feel like next to John Bernthal, is that how you say his name? Yeah.
Bernthal,
yeah. Like, I love him as the Punisher. I think he's fucking spot on. But I do really love Thomas Jane as that version of the character. But we cannot forget John Travolta as the villain in the first one. Amazing.
Exactly.
Like, hello. Truly amazing. But I do actually really like Ray Stevenson as the Punisher as well.
So, with the rules of the Multiverse of Madness now, is this part of the MCU as well?
Yes.
Ooh, well, pretty much like, I guess...
All of them. Dolph Lundgren is in the MCU as his Punisher, because that's in the multiverse.
Fuck the Spider-Verse, and as a host of WebTales, I could say that. Let's have a Punisher-verse where all three Punishers in one movie together.
Yes.
Yes.
Let's have, like, all of them. So you got four.
Four.
Yeah. And just gonna say, we need to get Nicolas Cage as Ghost Rider. I don't care what anybody says. He's kind of fun, and they're really stupid.
Everything counts in the multiverse, so.
Exactly. Everything counts in the multiverse.
Yes. So, yes. Sorry, you go first, Bede.
I was going to say, like,
his name's Soap.
Yeah.
Yes. Anyway. Two of the writers on this movie, also the same year, also wrote Iron Man. Keep your
nose clean. Also wrote what, sorry?
They wrote Iron Man.
Oh.
Two of the writers of this movie.
Oh.
This movie takes a lot from the Garth Ennis run of Punisher in terms of, like, the batshit moments, the character of Soap. You know, it's
just... And this kind of sets up our villain origin, because his face is all nice still.
Yeah.
I will say, Dominic West has aged really well. He is still a very sexy man.
Well, pretty much these days.
Please don't be problematic, because I haven't looked that up for a while, because I haven't thought about him, so now I'm scared.
Well, I think, Dominic West, pretty much like these days, he's pretty much exactly the same. The only thing that's different is that he's got more of that silver fox.
Yeah, definitely gone silver fox.
Just like me.
Yeah.
We're all from New York. What are you talking about?
Hey, forget about it. Hey, fuck you.
Forget about it. What are you doing? Where's my spaghetti and meatballs? And where's Jared Legolini?
Babbity bobbity. Hoobity scoobity.
I came in here to go fight in the LA wars. Now I'm here in the New York war. Going? I don't
know. These wars have gone all over the place.
Is that Polly from Rocky?
It looks like it, but it's not. I'm surprised they did.
What? Jesus, that was a bit racist.
Well, these guys are about to get killed, Marcy, so it's
yes.
Okay.
They're all horrible people.
Part. Yes.
Exactly. Not the racism part I'm talking about, it's okay. The fact that they're going to get killed is justifiable.
Yes, it's okay, because they're racist pieces of shit. Yeah. Now, I want to have a house where part of my wall can just be a fish tank.
Yes.
Like, I want to be that rich. Just to be that rich.
What you don't realize is Claire Danes is on the other side of the fish tank.
Does that mean a young Leonardo DiCaprio was there as well?
Yes. It's at the same time as Romeo and Juliet.
Makes sense. Now, there's an elephant in the room I want to address.
Physical elephant?
Yes.
Metaphorical. So, the director of this film, Lexi Alexander, for some reason blocked Bede on Twitter and he's not had any interactions with her?
Bede, what did you do?
Well, it's not my fault.
Well, he's Bede, I mean.
It's not my fault that Lexi Alexander was being the director of this movie was being controversial on Twitter and I decided to make fun of the whole situation.
But you didn't tag her or anything.
I'm just assuming, so don't take my word as like a, so take what I'm saying as a grain of salt. I honestly think she probably like typed her name in the search engine and then I came up and she was like, I'm blocking this motherfucker. And then that's.
Yeah. Oh, here he is.
Here we go.
Damn.
Oh. Tone is set for the film.
Yep. Fucking love it.
This is your last supper.
It just does not apologize for it. I love it.
Oh. And he's already killed more people than Thomas Jane in that Punisher movie.
He has. And to be fair...
To be fair?
He's just as sexy as Thomas Jane.
To be fair?
I'll say this. In all the Punisher movies, all the guys were pretty hot. Dolph Lundgren was rocking that dark hair in that movie. And, again, John Bernthal. Anyway.
One batch, two batch.
Yeah, you get him, bro.
I got a feeling this will be one of those commentaries where it's going to be kind of... we're quiet a lot. We're just taking in the movie.
Yes. Much like last week's movie where we were very confused and just enamored by the Raiders tank top. Oh, how does this tie back to Double Trouble? Do we think that the Punisher had dealings with the twins?
Yes.
Okay. Well, everyone was quiet for a bit, so I was just didn't know.
I'm trying to remember what twins.
The okay, barbarian well, twins.
Like, the barbarian. I completely blanked that movie out of my mind. Like what movie? Oh yeah, that one. Yes.
Yes. So I would assume the Punisher just had dealings with them, and that's how it's the ties same
crime. It's the same crime family that was behind the jewel heist.
Hmm. Who were also responsible for the youth center problems and the drugs in LA.
They're a scourge on like half the movies that we watch on TV.
Yeah, they're all kind of linked. So, speaking of Romeo and Juliet, wasn't he in that movie?
Yeah, I think he was. He was one of the. He's one of the buddies.
Yeah, I can't remember the characters. Oh, ad.
Already.
And we are at 10:04, and we've lost Bede. I cannot hear Bede. We're just resuming as we normally do when someone disappears.
It happens every once in a while with this, folks. One of us usually disappears for a while.
And we're back, 10:06. And drink your milk, apparently.
Shoot people in the face like the Punisher and drink your milk.
And drink your milk. Got milk? Well. Bede, are you back, Bede? I can't hear you.
I'm back. Can you hear me?
Yes, now I can.
No, here we go.
Now I can hear you.
Okay, yeah, I'm sorry. My internet... Yeah, I don't know if I have to say this on the show, but my internet is running...
It's running slow, yeah.
For some reason.
You're cutting out little bit.
Move your mic a little closer, Bede.
Yeah, do that too. Oh!
Oh, my nose.
That hurt. Just fixed his nose. Okay, so for the remaining podcast, Bede will probably be dropping in and out.
Oh, these parkour guys.
Parkour bitches. And anyone who drives those fucking vehicles, they're always a dickhead.
Mm-hmm. Total dickheads.
Like, yeah. No, he just wants to kill them just because they're dickheads, because for driving that. And plus, they have no reason to be doing parkour, but they are. It just screams douchebag.
Well, parkour was the style at the time.
It was, wasn't it?
Yes.
What year was this again?
2008.
2008. Huh. Why do I think it was later than that?
2000.
I thought it was 2010. I'm getting confused. Yeah, it is 2008. Yeah, parkour was definitely big then.
Who the fuck are these
fucking
nerds?
What's a
fucking look at these fucking nerds. These fucking parkour nerds.
And these guys in a movie today would be like, they'd have a podcast on parkour.
Oh, they totally have a parkour podcast.
Yes. Oh, who wants to go to the Pussycat Lounge? Tomorrow. You got it, boss. Here. It's 20 rolls of hundreds. It's a grand each, all count. Mmm. Do your
monkey thing. I want a grand each.
Mmm.
Oh! Where the fuck you going?
Hey! Where the fuck you doing?
Bobbity bobbity.
Bobbity boobity. What are they doing?
You know, you can leap through the door. You don't have to climb off the roof.
Yeah, I don't. Bloody hell. Come on, Punisher. Just kill them already.
Oh, he will.
What?
Crossbow gun.
Jesus. With a sight on it. Hey, what's the matter?
What? I love how he kills everyone in the most violent meme possible in this movie.
That guy looked like Mark Zuckerberg. Bede, are you with us?
No,
not really.
You're cutting out.
Very lag.
Bede's in a tunnel.
He is.
Yeah, hold on. Let me just try to fix something.
Oh, good. You're looking very worried there. Oh, the fuck was it?
Who puts a toilet on a scaffolding?
I don't know. That's a little bit dangerous for some shit activities.
In the middle of a factory.
Yes. Whatever this is. Oh, here we go.
No, not Pitsy.
Boom. How did he even fall into that? How did he even get in there? That was a pretty, shit fall.
I knew we shouldn't have put our fucking bottles on this fucking conveyor belt.
With, toxins and shit. That looks nasty. That thing can't be a real thing.
That's why you don't recycle.
Yeah. Recycling, it's deadly. What was that dialogue? There he is!
Pew 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 pew!
Pew pew pew! This certainly is a lot more thrilling than Shocking Dark.
They've got budgets for more than one set. In this
movie. They could reuse the same set and it'd still be fine.
Yep. They could relight that catwalk like 10 different times and yeah. 5 different locations.
How is he still alive in that thing? Like, dude. Oh my god, he's wearing a wire.
He's a cop.
He's a cop, you idiot.
That's what you gotta tell me, you're a cop.
You're a cop, you idiot. And, a wire. A wire, and Dominic West was on the wire.
It all leads together.
Mm. Definitely does. Although I never did finish that show, I probably should have done that.
It peaks at season 2 or 3.
Mm. Nope.
Here, the people are actually complaining about like all the Netflix shows on Disney Plus for the Marvel, like for the Punisher and the Daredevil shows, because they're mature rated. That's some bullshit.
Yeah, put this on there.
Yeah, right.
Show the kids this one. I mean, look at him. He's dressed like the fourth member of the Shield. Was green lighting. Now we're down to blue.
Just like my office.
Mm. Hopefully Bede will be back. He's rebooting.
Reboot.
Mm. I mean, it's a change of pace, because usually, Batch, you're the one with computer problems.
Yeah, usually I am. Raven hasn't been fucking with my computer lately, so.
Yeah. And I usually just sit here and try to understand what the fuck's going on in the movie we're watching. But this one, at least, I do know what's going on because I've seen it.
Mm-hmm.
I like his little lair. It just looks
Punisher always had the coolest lairs.
Yeah, it's just so cold looking. No wonder he has to wear all that.
There's a lot of guns, machinery, and an espresso machine.
He needs the espresso machine. All right, do we have Bede back? Ew. Billy the Butte.
Yeah. Yeah.
Jesus. Hmm. Meanwhile. Passion and love. Slow to anger. Hello, Bede. Mercy. He does not treat us according to our sins, nor repay us.
No, be.
Didn't hear that.
A brunette Julie Benz.
Ah, oh, true. He remembers that we are dust. As for us, our days. Yeah, no, I can't actually hear you, Bede.
Can you hear me?
Now I can.
I can hear you. Now I can hear you.
Okay, sorry. I don't know. Something about my computer was really messing up with the. Because it was lagging and.
No. Oh. Yeah, you're not lagging now, so.
Yeah, well, I think maybe I just had to, like, reboot it, I think.
Yeah, maybe. Now you can commentate on the movie again.
Yes. I have no idea what's going on. I've already missed 20 minutes.
Punisher killed a bunch of people, and Dominic West's face somehow got fucked up by the recycling glass machine.
Yep.
Damn it. I missed the best part.
And we'll just
talk. No, best part's still to come.
We'll talk about his lair looking really cool and how he's got a coffee machine in there. I mean, wouldn't you need a coffee machine if you're the Punisher?
It's called Punisher Coffee.
Punisher Coffee.
It's one of those high caffeine coffees.
Yes. He takes like one of those little like short black ones, like so small. He just drinks it and then la.
We gotta get this fucking guy, Angie.
We gotta do it. Hey, hello, Punisher.
Just lurking at a funeral, like I did, like one does.
So, would the porn parody of the Punisher be called The Punish Her?
Right in the butt.
Right in the butt. He gives her the shocking dark.
Totally.
Straight in there.
He's gonna fire off a lot of loads of clips. And I like how, like, this movie does the origin, but doesn't completely spend, like, 50 minutes on the origin.
Yeah, you just get the idea, hey, that was shot at a picnic. Okay. And for some reason, he had feathers flying all over his face.
And now he's gonna shoot everybody in the face, because he can.
Mm-hmm. He's gotta punish her. It'd be called Punish Her Sex Zone.
Now, it's kind of interesting what they're doing with the Punisher in the comics right now, because they're kind of distancing the skull logo because all the fucking regulars and the lunatics have co-opted it. Mm. So now in the comics, the Punisher is the leader of the Hand, and he doesn't use guns anymore.
Oh, okay.
And they revealed at the end of the first issue that the Hand has resurrected his wife.
Oh.
So.
Interesting.
We all know it's going to go back. Just like when he became Frankenstein, we know it's all going to go back to normal eventually, but I'm kind of interested to see where this is going to go.
Yeah, that's definitely different. Oh, he's got a very deep voice.
Special Agent Booty Ass? What?
I don't know. We've
lost Beat
again.
Your buddy's from the Bureau. Yeah, I've some kind of task. I can't even enjoy the movie because I can barely even watch
it. Yeah, I don't know what's going on, Bede.
I think Louise Lasser spilled wine all over Bede's computer modem.
She did, yeah. She definitely did.
I don't know. I'll try to work things out, but if I'm a bit quiet, that's probably why, so.
Okay.
I don't know.
This is my American accent. I'm a British actor, goddammit.
Let's go to Krispy Kreme's. I could sure go for some donuts right now. And he's frozen again.
No, I'm still here.
Bloody Bede.
We ain't doing shit about the Punisher. He does our job for us.
Exactly. Why do they need to do anything? Who cares? Agent Budiansky,
did I get that right? Captain told me you're coming in. Budikalski?
Booty call. Welcome to the Punisher Task Force. I'm Detective Martin Silver. Pleasure. Okay.
One dude in the basement. That's it. That's how much of a... Less of a shit they care about catching the Punisher.
Yeah, they care, like, none. Let's just, we don't want these people to do anything, so let's just stick them in the basement.
Well, that's one thing out of the comic, Grant Morrison's comic. Like, Soap was, like, the worst cop ever. Just, like, a complete incompetent. And that's why he was leading the Punisher Task Force. He was, like, such a loser.
Makes sense, then. Collected intelligence
on all known associates. Like, he felt sorry for the guy. That's...
Mm.
6 years ago, Frank Castle was a special forces instructor.
Was he? Okay.
And a simple family man. One day, he takes his wife and kids for a picnic.
He's got a PowerPoint slideshow. He's just been waiting for somebody to come into that office.
He has. He made that like 5 years ago. He's been waiting to show it off. Castle survived. But he survived. And became a comic book character. Taking down one crime
family after another. He killed all these guys by himself in between movies.
Mm-hmm. What's wrong with someone taking out all the fucking crime families? Getting in my way is some bad luck.
He's just annoyed he didn't take down the crime families in LA Wars, though.
Mm.
Oh, give him time. Eventually he'll move to LA. Mm.
Take a look at he's got to deal with the people that tried to shut down the youth center as well.
And then he's gonna shut down all those goddamn breakdancers in the youth center.
Yes.
They have to go do parkour now. Dun dun dun. Do do do.
I'm trying to think what other movies on Tubi can we link to the LA Wars now to do next.
Well, somehow it's gonna have to link to Bede's next pick.
Yes. It shouldn't be that hard.
That's what she said. Ooh, money.
I think I might be working now. I've just had to delete a whole bunch of shit on my laptop, or at least, like, shut a few things down so the,
Yeah, because you're coming through clear. Yeah.
Yeah.
Hey, Newman!
I popped 4D when we actually had a good microchip. He was one of my favorite characters of the classic Punisher comics.
Oh.
He was very much Frank Castle's, like, conscience.
Mm.
Get some treats. It's gun show season in Virginia. No background checks. No
now, excuse me, Frank. I need to get on a plane and go to some island with some dinosaurs.
Your family died, Frank. Nobody cares. See?
See? Nobody cares.
Frank, I got killed by a Dilophosaurus. Your problems are nothing to me. He's very got killed by dinosaurs. Slip through the raindrops. You get away with it. Any war, there's collateral
damage. You know that. Oh, did you like my husky voice?
Do my best, Clint Eastwood.
I'm also a British person trying to be an American.
Mm-hmm. There's a little bit of
there's
that
like
in, this movie.
In this movie.
Yeah, there's a bit of that in this movie.
See, this is the thing. Like, I've been the first half hour of this movie. Like, I've been trying to work on my computer. I'm probably gonna. Say shit, and you guys are going to be like, "Ah, oh, babe, we already said that."
We'll see how we go.
I'll have to come up with some new jokes.
Yeah.
Well, I guess one thing I can say in trivia, this movie was always meant to be a direct sequel to the Thomas Jane one, and Thomas Jane was attached to star in it, but then as they were writing the script, it became sort of more comic booky, and he didn't like that because he wanted it to be more sort of grounded and real. And, you know, obviously, if you watch this film, it's very over-the-top, stylized, and very comic, has much more of a comic book flavor compared to the first one. So then that's why he left.
Yeah, this feels like a comic book movie, essentially.
Oh, yeah. Like, it's got, you know, it's dark and violent, but it's also got a lot of color in it as well. Oh, hey, it's Darkman.
I know you miss it.
Who played Darkman in the sequels?
Oh, Arnold Bosley.
Right. Oh, that's right. I have the best plastic
surgeon in all of New York. All of New York!
Yeah, I got the same guy that did the fucking Joker in the first Batman movie to do my plastic surgery.
Just take it off already. No, he got the plastic surgeon from that fucking Nightmare Cinema.
Yes. Alright. Okay, Jigsaw, bend over. Poor Julie Benz. She has to, like, in the same year, she's had to deal with Jigsaw twice.
Yeah, right? Yeah, with the dark hair as well, both movies.
Exactly. That's the interesting thing, because this year, I think 2007 and 2008 were kind of interesting years for Julie Benz's career, because, I mean, she was riding off high on being on Dexter at the time.
Yeah.
But also, she was doing a lot of film work as well, but a lot of the movies she was starring in were sequels to other films. Like this film, for example, then you had Saw 5, and then...
Boondock Saints 2, I think she's in.
Yep, Boondock Saints 2, and also Rambo as well.
That's right. Shut the fuck up.
You fucking nerd.
Nerd. Speaking of jigsaws. Oh, Dominic West, he looks even better now than he did before.
That's just him without makeup.
My face, my beautiful face.
And then what he decided to do was he painted a portrait of himself looking really beautiful and then projected all that in there so he became Dorian Gray.
Yes. Actually, that's Luke Perry after he got shot out from the cannon.
Sideshow Luke Perry.
Yeah, Sideshow Luke Perry.
Do you like my fur coat? I'll be in the core. I'll be in the core.
I think one of the things I will appreciate about this film, like, it also, it does have that sort of comic book feel, but at times the film does remind me of Dick Tracy as well.
Yeah, there's a bit of that in there.
It knows exactly what it is.
Yeah, that's right, yeah. I want to go to Frank Castle.
Then we're going to go to White Castle.
We're going to get high. Looney Bin Jim?
Ah, oh, that's just leather face.
He looks like his face got fed to the pigs, doesn't it?
I like how, like, everyone has, like, very full-on stereotypical New York accents.
Mm-hmm. All these guys shop at Fancy Dan's suit shop.
Yes.
Yes.
And then you have, like, Hugh Grant in the background going, "Wait, are you talking a bit?"
I like to hang out inside churches, watch the kids, not in a sexy way.
Not creepy at all.
So, Kurt Sutter, who created Sons of Anarchy, actually wrote an R-rated draft of The Punisher, but they didn't go for it, and he didn't want anything to do with it after that.
I'm kind of surprised by that, because, Sons of Anarchy, from what I've seen, was a pretty dark and violent show. And this film kind of still went in that direction anyway.
And Lexi Alexander wanted she liked Freddie Prinze Jr. as Jigsaw, but Lionsgate then said no.
Yeah, I was just reading that.
That would have been interesting.
Yeah, because I think I was going to say, like, I think they said, "Oh, how about Freddie Prinze Jr.?" It's like, really, Freddie Prinze Jr.? And then he auditioned for her,
and she really liked it.
Yeah.
Then he got hired by WWE.
Yes.
I know, right? And the interesting color palette is designed to mirror the comics. There you go.
Mm-hmm. Meds.
And Ray Stevenson improvised a lot of the Punisher's one-liners. This is according to IMDb, so I could be wrong. A
lot of grunts.
Yes.
He does.
He's like,
I'm sorry. I looked up at the screen and that looked like Johnny Depp tied to the bed.
He must have See, that plastic surgery gave him the strength to actually legit break someone's neck.
I was about to make a joke.
That does look like Johnny Depp, and I'm freaked out. What's going on? What is going on?
Make out with my face.
It's getting Looney Bin Jim out of jail so they can fuck some shit up.
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
His name is James.
It's okay. Looney Bin James. Sorry. I like how everyone's hair is so pitch black.
Yeah.
Does not look natural. It is obviously they're all dyed, but it's so noticeable.
I'm gonna get my applesauce back. He's gonna get his applesauce back.
How do you like them apples?
I have no idea what the hell is going on.
That's why it's called Loody Binge James. Oh, this is just Doug Hutchinson just being normal.
Yeah, because at this time, wasn't he dating her, what's her name, and she was underage?
Yeah, Courtney Sutton. I think she was like 16 or 17 at the time. And he was like, I don't know, 40 or something like that.
50?
Yeah. Mm. 50, yeah, that's right. That whole relationship was creepy.
Illegal, more like it.
Illegal and creepy. Mm. Munch, munch, munch.
Meanwhile... At wherever
meanwhile, we are. Meanwhile in Haddonfield.
He returns home. It was the night he came home. It's the night he returned
home. It was the night he came home to punish.
Punish! I don't think it's coming through. I don't think it's coming through on my microphone, but Freddy is behind me just snoring.
I don't hear Freddy, but
I just heard this little like snore.
And then you can kill him with that flashlight.
Go inside, Grace. I like that. That's a dad word.
Can you hear him?
Hello, Julie Benson.
No, I can't hear it, no.
I've got the microphone right at him.
I can't hear him. But if Freddy's doing it, I believe
him. Damn it, he woke up.
See, Marcy, he was probably dreaming of, like, having food and walkies, and then you've had to wake him up.
Oh, well, I was trying to be quiet.
Bag full of money.
Yes. No, you and don't guns. Get to do that. You don't get to shoot my husband
in cold blood and then stop at the ATM. Well, to be fair, he shot me first. He shot me first.
Listen, I don't want to be in Saw 5. Leave me alone.
I really need you being Saw 5, Julie.
And also Boondock Saints. We need you be the new Willem Dafoe. But I don't want to work with Troy Duffy.
Did anyone, though?
I like those movies.
I like them, too, but Troy Duffy was a very crazy person. That's why he's only made those two movies.
We need a third one.
They should come out, like, every 10 years. Although we're probably due for one right now. Are they working on a new one? I read somewhere, like a few months back, they're actually legit working on a new one.
Oh. We need a new one before Billy Connolly passes away from his Parkinson's.
Poor Billy Connolly.
I'm making this awkward.
Mom, why do you have a gun on some man? And where's my red pen?
Put the gun away. He's trying to give us money.
Listen, honey. He's in the wrong Marvel Cinematic Universe. Let's go inside. Alright, I guess it's time for me to go off to being four.
Oh yeah, I forgot about that.
As a completely different character.
Exactly. My only wish, now that we have the multiverse now in the Marvel Cinematic Universe, is that an actor who has appeared in a previous Marvel film and also the MCU, the two characters he played in both, like, universes kind of just meet.
So you want Steve Rogers and Human Torch to team up?
Yes.
Yes. Because we got a hint of that, because if you remember in the DC TV, you know, the Arrowverse, they had like Brandon Routh's Superman actually meet his character from...
Yes.
You know,
and it was tremendous.
Yes.
It was tremendous.
And it was like, they do look... Do they realize they look exactly the like? See, we need something like that. It needs to happen.
Yes.
It probably can't for Steve. Probably won't happen for Ray Stevenson since his character was killed in the third Thor movie. But still, that's beside the point. Just when I think I'm
okay, I see my reflection. He acts the fuck out of this role. I will
This is what happened to Leatherface after he left Texas. He moved to New York and decided to become a gangster.
Mm.
As I say, like, everyone's turned it up to, like, 150 in this
movie. Yeah, they do. It's so good.
See, this is why, like, everyone in this movie is playing it like they are in a different movie. You got, like, Dominic West and Doug Hutchinson playing their roles like they're in a Joel Schumacher Batman film. You've got Ray Stevenson being all, like, serious and stuff.
Mm.
But it kind of works with the different shifts of tone.
Mm. Very true. The fuck?
Don't mind me, I just felt like running into a mirror. Oh, I should say jumping into a mirror.
Yeah, he just did.
Oh, he's picking out all the mirrors for his brother.
Oh, duh, yeah.
Whee!
More parkour shit.
Oh, by the way, Doug, this was all it. By the way, this was just Doug Hutchinson just being normal on set.
Yeah, they just filmed him.
The camera on it.
Yeah.
The camera running.
Yeah, they just had the camera rolling, and it's like, yeah, we'll use this somehow. Like, whatever.
But, yes, Lexi Alexander, back 40 minutes before this podcast, did block me on Twitter for no apparent reason. Even though I did make a joke at her expense. Pretty much my tweet was, and I thought this was more of a joke, so if anyone thinks, I don't see how this was offensive. All I just wrote, and I was just basing this on everyone the time on Twitter, because it seemed like a lot of people on film Twitter were basically blocked by Lexi Alexander for some way, shape, or form.
Mm.
And I wrote a tweet that sort of made fun of it, which basically was, the new rite of passage, if you're a full member of film Twitter, you aren't a full member of film Twitter unless you've been blocked at some point by Lexi Alexander. And that's when she blocked me.
She was like, well, I'll make your dreams come true.
Yes. Indeed.
Lying.
But I know the real reason why. Yeah, because like Lexi Alexander has been known to make the occasional controversial statement on Twitter. And tweet was basically in reference to that. So.
Well, we all know Twitter is not real life, so.
Mm. Exactly.
Jesus!
Oh! That escalated quickly.
That escalated quickly. And this movie was also the same year as The Dark Knight.
I know, right? There were quite a few comic book movies that came out in 2008. You had The Dark Knight, then you had Iron Man, The Incredible Hulk, Wanted, and this film.
Mm.
And unfortunately, this film was kind of the lowest grossing out of all. Oh, and I also almost forgot Hellboy 2, The Golden Army.
Ah.
So there was about six.
Yeah, this one was the lowest grossing.
Yeah. And it kind of ruined Lexi Alexander's career because she only did one more film after this that came out 2 years later, and she hasn't directed another film since.
Mm.
And she's stuck mainly to TV work.
Mm.
What was the other movie she did?
I think it was Green Street Hooligans something.
Yeah, she did that. That was her first film.
Mm.
And her follow-up was...
And we've lost Batch!
Oh, no!
Oh, my God! This is the...
Disappeared, and now Batch has disappeared.
This is Everybody Disappears episode.
We're being taken out like... We're being taken out by the people... We're being taken out like the people in this film from The Punisher.
Mm-hmm. This is what we get for recording on Saturday.
Mm-hmm.
Yes. The people using the internet.
Yeah.
At the same time. How dare they?
I know. What are they doing?
But, the movie she made after this was a drama called Lifted, I think, and it went straight to video.
Mm.
Improvised. Come and say hello to my ma.
Ma!
I don't know what's going on.
Is she alive? What's going on?
I hope she's all dead.
Be a minute, though. She should be Michelle Nichols' character from the Deadpool movies.
Yes. Yes. To you. Never once seen a bat. I just. Holy shit, they borrowed the same, like, wardrobe from Amber Heard's character from Machete Kills with the with the wardrobe full of guns.
I'm so confused.
I don't know if she's alive or dead. She's good. It's the only thing she I mean, I haven't checked her pulse in like 6 months, so she might be dead. I'm not sure.
I don't know what's going on. Listen. Where are they?
They're in New York.
Yeah, but whose house is that?
I think it's his. It's Newman's house.
Oh. It's his mom's house.
Oh. Oh, that's his yes. mom. Okay. It's been a while since I've seen this, so.
Yeah. This movie is, like, even more weirder than I remembered.
Mm. I think I have it on the Punisher and the Punisher Warzone double Blu-ray somewhere.
I have this on Blu-ray as well.
Mm. You and I know they
got nothing. Frank's retiring. Their hands are tied. This is where the Punisher
comes in. Why believe in you? Why have supported you? It's all right. John Bernthal's just around the corner. It's okay. Yeah. Let him go.
We can always get another one.
Yeah, exactly. See, there are a bit more Punishers in media than there have been Spider-Men.
That is true.
Because let's think about our cinematic Spider-Man. Because we got Tobey Maguire, Andrew Garfield, and Tom Holland. And we're talking about live action in film. Not unless you want to count Nicholas Hammond being the TV version. Then, of course, you got the Punishers. Dolph, Thomas Jane, Ray Stevenson, and John Bernthal.
So well, if you include John Bernthal, you have to include the live-action Spider-Man TV show.
Okay, so it's about equal.
They're equal, so actually.
Yeah. And if you want to count the Japanese ones.
Oh, that is true. Okay, Spider-Man wins out. Once again.
Spider-Man always wins.
Mm. Yes.
Spider-Man.
I find it really weird that, like, Frank Castle's wearing a jumper like that. An almost turtleneck jumper.
He was more the mid-40s dad fashion style. Mm.
Yes.
Or something, I don't know.
Hey, it's part of the Fancy Dan collection.
Mm.
Yes. Also, why wasn't Eric Roberts in this movie?
Mm-hmm. He should have been. If Dominic West wasn't Jigsaw, Eric Roberts should have been Jigsaw.
Yes. Actually, I think I remember, like, early when this movie was going to be, you know, this follow-up to the Thomas Jane film, I think they wanted to get Michael Keaton to play Jigsaw in this movie. Which would have been perfect, because we all know Michael Keaton can play crazy pretty well.
Mm-hmm.
Although, now I just want to see Eric Roberts in the role now.
What are you talking about? Eric Roberts would have been the Punisher.
Exactly. I suppose he was busy with The Dark Knight that year.
Mm. He was.
Where's Matt Murdock when we need him?
Exactly.
How come we didn't get a Ben Affleck, Ray Winstone Punisher
Daredevil
crossover?
Ugh.
Oh, here we go.
Back
on. One of the most iconic scenes in the movie coming up.
What could be the greatest moment in the history of this show coming up?
Yes.
Great, and I have to wait. I have to go to the toilet, but I have to hold on to it to watch the scene now.
Yeah, we built it up so much, Marcy, even though you know which scene we're talking about.
I know. It's like, I gotta watch it, though, so.
Whee!
Oh my god, here what we a go. Bunch of douchebags.
Here we go. Although, to be fair, I wish I could do that.
To be fair.
Here we go. He's flying in the air. Whee! Oh, wait, that's on him.
There we go.
My turn. Whee!
This woman in the history of this show right there.
He got, that guy was doing parkour in midair and they got shot out. Shot down by a bazooka.
No, he got blown up. That's the equivalent of the Hard Ticket to Hawaii moment with the blow up doll.
Yes.
Yes.
That is equivalent to the dummy going off the balcony, like the top of the building in front of the shock and dark.
Yes. You know, I just sort of realized the way how visually this film looks, it actually reminds me a lot how the Netflix Marvel shows were shot. Kind of that sort of the way how it's all colored and everything, like that sort of visual look.
It's still dark, but it's got color in it. Yeah.
Yeah.
Like when Daredevil fights 50 guys in a hallway. Ugh,
that's the best.
Yeah. And now those shows are now on Disney Plus.
Yes.
Okay, now I have to go to the toilet.
Yes.
BRB.
See,
bitches.
This movie.
Timestamp, just in case we need it. 51:15.
51:15. Oh, Marcy's gone now. That means we're in trouble, Batch.
All hell's gonna break. Both of us and our computers are gonna freeze up at once.
Let's hope that doesn't happen.
No.
Who would have thought in this one episode both our computers decided to muck up on both sides? Whoa! That's the reaction on everyone who watched this movie every time a violent scene happened. Holy shit.
So I say this movie fucking delivers.
Oh yeah. The Punisher in this movie does not fuck around. And I think that's one of the interesting things I gotta give Lexi Alexander credit for, is that she went all out with the violence and made it as over the top and insane as possible.
Yeah. And it's a pretty straightforward movie too once you kind of look at it.
Oh yeah, definitely. Like, the plot's pretty simple, but it just sort of adds another layer of insanity on top of it, which you know, helps it sort of make it memorable, because I think out of even all the Punisher movies, this is the one I think a lot of people kind of very much fondly have the most fondness for, because of how over the top and comic booky it is. And Dominic West is having way too much fun in this movie.
Everyone's having way too much fun in this movie.
Yes. I'll take that gun, this gun, this gun. I'm going to take all these guns out of you, that bazooka out of your back pocket.
Now, let's not pretend that I'm Louis Gossett Jr.'s character from the first movie.
Yes. I can definitely say that.
That's my only drawback to the Dolph Lundgren one, is that you never saw the skull thing except for one little thing on his knife.
Yeah, that's, I think, probably the most well-known things about the original Punisher movie with Dolph Lundgren, is that they did not give him the skull.
The skull.
Yeah, like on his shirt. Like you say, it is in the movie, but it's on the knife rather than his actual, like, shirt. Which I always found weird. I think I did read somewhere there was a reason why they didn't do that. But I think, like, maybe if they did, the movie probably would have performed better or something like that. I'm
like,
sure.
You have to have it. Like, that's a symbol. But
yeah, exactly. Great. Now I'm going to have to walk around with you everywhere.
Another movie becomes a buddy cop movie.
Yes.
Some great one-liners in this movie, too.
Oh, ad. And this ad is for something sad, I think. I don't know.
Airbnb.
Airbnb? Sea loft. Seaside loft. We couldn't afford to actually shoot an ad, so we're using photographs.
Right.
Although, according to this, this is a very short ad. It's only the one ad. So, and it's almost over right now. And since Marcy's not here, I can't do the timestamp. Again, Doug Hutchinson is just... They just turned the camera on and just... While he was just randomly doing stuff on the set that day.
Doug thought this was one of those houses for Extreme Home Makeover.
Yes. Extreme Violent Makeover. I still can't get over how visually this movie... Like, you know, Daredevil and all the other Netflix Marvel shows kind of... looks similar visually to this film. So maybe this film kind of maybe had been an inspiration on some of those shows.
It still definitely holds up.
Hmm. So not Tom Atkins.
Imagine if Tom Atkins was in this movie.
That would have been awesome.
Yeah, it's not okay. We're almost two-thirds of the movie, and we haven't even broken the character once. That's what happens when we have a good movie.
Exactly.
Oh, shit.
Pretty much Comic Book Month is basically starting off with a bag at the moment. Literally.
Yes. It can only go down from here. Oh.
Yes. She got stabbed by a sword. Yes, I said that out loud, everyone. That cop... got stabbed by a sword. Because, you know, that was the style at the time.
Come on, Frank, you know you want to escape from that car. Oh, I can try to come. There's no answer. Fuck this plate. What are they looking for?
Damn it, there's got to be a Coke around here somewhere. I'm thirsty. Okay, well, yeah, that's all we needed. We'll just go up there, get it.
Okay, that's the answer.
Thanks.
You should have told us that 10 minutes ago.
I like how they're just still wrecking all the plates for no reason. I know it's meant to be an intimidation tactic, but, like, she already gave you the combination and everything. You can stop
if you let me go. If you let me go inside, I promise I'll only kill two people.
I promise I'll leave you one plate. At least one. Frank, did you come to this house earlier? Yep, he's dead.
He's sleeping. He's taking a nap.
You know, Frank. You look great in blue tint, Frank. I like this coloring of this scene right now.
This is where we learned they've been working together. They have a relationship in the comics, too.
Yeah, I can imagine so. Like you said, like I have read a while back that the Garth Ennis run of the Punisher was a main inspiration on this film. Pretty much his that run he always did was an inspiration for a lot of the
Because the Russian was from the first film was from the second film was part of his run too.
Yeah, was it also the? I mean, I've already only seen the first season of the Punisher TV show. I've been meaning to get around to the second season, but wasn't that also kind of also inspired by Garth Ennis' work as well?
Not really, but you do see Jigsaw in the second season.
Yeah. Fuck those dolls. Yeah. That's my brother. That's that guy shooting the dolls again. What the fuck are you waiting for, Christmas? Instead of shooting him, he should have just threw him off balconies.
Mm-hmm. Best kill of the movie coming up right here.
Pretty much every kill is the best kill in this movie.
Totally. It really is.
Whoa. Whoa.
What did the five fingers say to the face?
It's like I never left.
Frank Frank Stevens. Frank Castle has to be so... I almost said Frank Stevenson. Shut up.
Frank Stevenson.
But,
Hi, I'm Frank Stevenson. I'm the Punisher.
And then look after Ray Castle.
Shot him right in the face.
I like how he basically, Frank Castle shoots that dude in the face with a shotgun, and he does a big, like, that girl's gonna be traumatized now.
His head, like, blew up!
And not only that, the other guy, he punched his head through a dude's face like he's the killer and they kill her.
Marcy, when you went away, we would laugh. We said we'd laugh if both of our computers went down right away.
I was also worried because I kept getting delayed coming back.
Marcy, there was also an ad, so you have to tell our audience what the time stamp is.
1 hour.
Now, and
sorry, 1 hour, 20 seconds.
Yes. I like how Jigsaw and the other guy, Looney Bin Jim, they're like shooting at the Punisher, and they're using like the staircase railing as a protective shield. They won't shoot us behind these very small little railings.
Hey, what's in here?
Is there bobs and severed heads in here, Mr. Punisher, sir?
That'd be cool if there was. It's said to be that you know this is a good movie when we haven't broken into character once.
No.
Yet. The key yet. Word is yet.
We're too compelled right now.
Oh, it's his family stuff.
He wouldn't let it open it if it was like guns. He's responsible. That's why he, you know, shoots people's heads off in front of little kids.
I'm gonna steal this.
It's all mine now, Mr. Punisher. It's not yours anymore. Fuck your dead kids.
Jesus.
Your snow globe, stupid.
That's a humongous snow globe.
Yeah, it's because it moves and stuff, I think.
That's like something out of a Tim Burton movie. Look at it.
Yeah, it's got a carousel inside.
Yes.
That moves and stuff.
Is this causing a lot of trauma to you, Mr. Punisher? Am I triggering some, like, flashbacks to you right now by playing with this?
Beast's
favorite toy. It's not a toy, it's a snow globe.
PTSD is a real thing.
It is, but, you know, she's making fun of his PST.
His PSP?
His PS.
Yeah, sorry.
What is it, Bede?
PTS.
D?
PST.
PTSD.
That's what I meant to say. Sorry. I apologize.
Oh, is PSTD?
Yes.
Is PBS. EST?
There we go. PBS. There we
PBS.
Go.
I'm going to make my eyes as wide as I can. And
they shouldn't have made a movie version of the Punisher comic book where he teamed up with Archie and the gang.
That was a great book. I have that book.
Yes.
Hasn't Archie teamed up with everyone at this point?
Well, there was one where he, like, went up against the Predator. And some of the stuff in that book was so violent and disturbing.
Half the characters died. It was great.
It's kind of like how they did a lot of, like, Ash and the Evil Dead versus such and such. I think I've got the Reanimator one somewhere.
Yes.
It was pretty good. I really liked that. It was a good one.
How come James Remar wasn't in this movie as well? He would have fitted in perfectly.
Yeah, actually, he would have.
One more actor from Dexter.
Yeah, I think they were only allowed one actor at Dexter at the time.
No, they have two, because Ray Stevenson was on Dexter as well.
Mm.
Oh, was he? Oh, yeah, that's right. He appeared in the later seasons.
Yeah.
Look at that dude's mo!
Look at that mustache. That is almost as good as my mustache. Yeah, see, I'm on this episode.
Hello, and brother.
I brought my sister and my brother with me.
Hello, I'm Craven with a C.
Hello there. I am the long-lost sibling, Shaven.
That is my idiot brother, Shaven, who's going to protect me from Louis Lasser on this show once and for all.
I did knock her out with wine bottle, but she got up.
Well, first, I got to tell you, I was going to assassinate that Louise Lasser, but I have to say, I think she's one hot, sexy minx. I think she might be my new wife.
Ian, let's see if you can juggle.
Hello, everyone. It's Louise Lasser. But I just want to say, Craven, you're still my favorite hunky boy.
No, look at this guy. This so guy's. You want this guy. You don't want me. You want that guy over there. But
I just gotta say, until you finally come around and admit your love for me, I am actually gonna start a relationship with your long lost brother, Shaven. Now, Shaven, how do you feel about it? First of all, Louise Lasser. She is a very sexy minx. She likes to use red wine bottles every single day, and she and I love to finger a rotary phone 24 hours a day. Sometimes she plays with the 3 and the 4 and 5 numbers, and I play with the 8, 9, and 7. It's a very good relationship.
I feel like that was a very missed opportunity to talk about how you and Louise do the 6 and the 9.
Well, that's the thing. Our version of the 69 is I put my finger on the 6 on the rotary phone, and she puts her finger on the 9, and then we spin it around over and over again until the phone starts to turn on. I know, it's so sexy. I love it so much. And that is why we keep doing that all night long. And it's my favorite type of 69. Because I just keep ringing that number over and over again. And hence, we have to keep drinking red wine. And he also helps me vacuum my floors around my apartment until my son come home from the insane asylum. So Shaven and I, we're going to go out on a date. It's going to be lovely. And if Craven, you decide to finally accept your love for me,
I'm going to
marry you. So we're going to go. I'll talk to you all later. Bye, and say goodbye to him, Shaven. Hold him! I am going to go now, because we're going to do some more fingering of rotary phones. I'll talk to you later. I love you, Craven. I love you, Craven, with your C. You're my favorite siblings, even though you basically tried to hide me in a closet and told everyone I didn't exist. But that's beside the point.
I hate you all. Me and Louis are going to the bar, and then we're going to hide for the Punisher. That is a great...
I'm just going to go drink some alcohol. So see you later.
Come with us, Craven.
All right.
And that's the end of the bit.
That was a lot of drama going on there in the Louise Lasser Craven saga.
I have no idea what just happened.
Craven's a happy man that his brother has finally showed up and taken Louise off his hands.
I'll be curious to see where the relationship goes from here in the next episode of the show.
Yes.
Hey, Virgo. We're going to be homies, right?
Yeah. You like my beanie?
What if she does?
I want that beanie. Just like I want Frank's castle's trauma.
She's like the most evil person in this movie.
She's bonding with the man who has lost his family.
I want to bond with a serial killer.
See, why did we never get the Punisher teams up with Charles Bronson?
Oh my gosh. Did someone say Charles Bronson?
Yes, I did.
Charles, you're here.
It's been a while since I was last on the show, even though it was only a few episodes ago. But I'm making a return. And I can't believe you're all watching a movie of revenge without that doesn't star Charles Bronson.
I know. Now,
Charles, how do you approve of Frank Castle like just shooting the guy in the face with a shotgun?
I gotta say, this Frank Castle guy, I like him. He's a good boy. And he learned the best from watching all those Death Wish movies, particularly Death Wish 3, which is clearly was inspired by this movie because it's as equally as insane too. However, though, as great as Frank Castle is, he will never be Charles Bronson.
Now, do you think you could have hit that guy with a rocket launcher when he was doing parkour in the middle of the air?
Well, yes, I did use a rocket launcher in Death Wish 3, and that was a lot of fun. And also, you got an ad.
Well, we do have an ad.
Contains no revenge whatsoever, and it's a quick one. But meanwhile, I better get going so you can concentrate on the movie. It was good to see everyone. I gotta get going to find some bad guys who killed my family.
All right,
see you all later. Bye.
That ad didn't contain revenge, but it contained a lot of laundry.
The movie is at 1 hour, 9 minutes, 30 seconds, guys.
This movie's flying by.
That is true.
See, we went for about 70 minutes of no cameos from our regulars.
And they're all showing up.
They decided showing up.
Everyone's showing up.
We got to get our shit in.
This is what happens when we're watching a movie like, oh, no, he's not. Well, to be fair, she was already dead for about 2 years.
I know, they were just doing Weekend at Bernie's with her until that point.
Oh.
Yes. He just threw a brick at his face.
And Bede's laughing.
Well, it's like the least tame death in this movie. He just got hit with a...
Bede! Not yet, anyway.
You know what's funny? I was about to say an axe putt, and he already beat me to it. Damn, Doug Hutchinson.
Hi-ya.
He's still going.
Now he's dead.
Now you can make that joke.
See, when I was making the comparisons, like, the bad guys feel like they're out of a Joel Schumacher Batman movie.
Yeah, a Joel Schumacher Batman movie that was R-rated.
Yes.
I still say Batman and Robin is better than the third Nolan Batman movie.
Fight me on that one.
It's a better Batman movie. It's not a better film, but it's a better Batman movie.
Ooh. Batman Forever is a genuinely good Batman Bruce Wayne movie.
At least in Batman and Robin, he knows exactly who he is. He doesn't quit being Batman because a girly like died. He never quits being Batman and gives it to someone with no training whatsoever.
And he has a bat credit card.
And his knee cartilage doesn't magically grow back in a pit.
And somehow, Batgirl is Alfred's niece.
Yes. So I say, in the rules of that universe, it stays to what it is. That's why I say it's a better Batman film of that universe.
Dude, you just pulled the axe out of him, and he's probably going to die now.
Here, have a bandage.
Oh, wait, he's still alive?
He's probably the only person who's been axed multiple times and somehow is still alive.
What happened to Microchip?
Yeah, where did he go? He just disappeared, eh? Frank Castle, what are you doing?
Frank, this is not what I wanted!
I'm okay!
I just wanted to go to hospital!
It was a flesh wound!
It was that!
I like how that cross is neon.
It's the neon even cross this church... demon. I don't fucking know.
Like, this church has neon in it. Frank! Man.
Have you seen Matt Murdock around? I heard he hangs out in churches. I've been reading about you. You've been a long way from the
seminary, my friend. I thought he said he was in the seminary. Why do
you do this? That's a different type of place, Bossy. Somebody has to punish
the corrupt. That was in Punish Her Sex Zone.
The
way you judge others,
you will be judged. The Triple X parody. The measure you use, it will be measured.
He's got a gun, and I mean, he's got a loaded weapon.
Yes.
God be with you, Frank.
Ray Stevenson is just sad that he's going to die in 4-3, unceremoniously.
He's kind of emo in this.
Yes.
Yeah. He's conflicted.
That's a color.
Hello, I'm Colin Salmon.
Interesting choice for me. I died in Resident Evil and Laser Grid.
Hello.
An eye for an eye. If I remember right, I'm not called. Also, Colin Salmon was in a James Bond film. And he also voiced James Bond, I believe, in a radio play, I think? Custody like you should
have. We would be having maybe. They'd be dead.
I'm not saying maybe, it's like...
Oh, okay.
Yeah, I'll look it up. I'll find out, like, for sure. Tape of Rosati Tate. Can't even get a parking ticket.
It's a fucked up system you're sworn to protect. You said it was perfect. So how did they get immunity? I missed that.
I have no idea, because I keep getting distracted.
Yeah, Marcy, you keep being distracted.
I was trying to think of what I probably last saw Colin Salmon in. It was probably Resident Evil. No
official police procedure. Well, he was in the first Resident Evil. Then he was in Alien vs. Predator. The ironic thing is, both his characters in both those movies die the exact same way. And... Oh, he was in, he was in quite a number of Bond films. He was in The Tomorrow Never Dies, The World Is Not Enough, and Die Another Day as Charles Robinson. And he was also, I'm trying to think which, I know.
What is that jacket he's wearing?
Pete, how many patrons do we need for you to wear that outfit?
I will say at least another 12 patrons.
Really?
Relax. Yes. We're looking for we're looking for Jared Leto Joker. Is he here?
I'll settle for Black Mask from that Harley Quinn movie.
They get all set in the same universe. This is America.
How is he walking?
He's walking like one of those soldiers, like left, right, left, right, left, right.
So his plan is, let's just get all the gangs to take out the Punisher. So if
you're a sick...
They need to make like a sequel to this movie with where it's like the Raid.
Yes. Ooh, I would love to see like a Punisher style film in the style of the Raid. Where he basically, like, it's pretty much the same type of setup. He gets into a situation and has to like battle people to get out of some situation. Oh my gosh, I just thought of it. Remember in the last episode, or it might have been two episodes back, it was two episodes back, in Ninja Terminator, we had an idea of like the Raid meets Titanic. What if the Punisher is the main character?
And it meets Titanic because there's the building, for whatever reason that they're stuck in, is filling with water.
Well, I was going to say, like, he's on a boat ship that's sinking.
Oh, that works, too.
They just thought there's, like, hundreds of people on a boat.
Yes. That'd be awesome.
And then the sharks come and just eat the remains.
Exactly.
The main villain could be the Punisher villain, Barracuda.
Barracuda! Dun da da dun da da dun da da dun.
Take this gun,
I'll
plug this in here.
We're gonna need a gun montage. Okay, we're not getting that. 12th precinct, bit further down from the 13th precinct where that assault is happening. You need to. I can't seem to find anything on Colin Salmon's Wikipedia page that says that he voiced James Bond. It's like, I'm sure I read something. See, I must be suffering a Mandela effect or something like that.
Yeah, I tried looking it up, but I can't really see anything. Maybe it's just that he was in one.
Yeah, yeah. I think you might be right, Marcy. And also, I found out one of the co-writers of this movie, Nick Santora, created the TV show Beauty and the Geek.
Wow.
How's that even possible? What? That's amazing. We're looking for Tiberi, Bistu's father. Wow.
Why? If I were to be real, I'd probably want to find a man.
Also, why is it Al Pacino in this movie?
Did somebody say Al Pacino?
I know.
Oh, God.
Excited to be back on the show. Hoo-ha! What do you want? And I like to say that this Dominic West guy is acting a lot like me. Hoo-ha!
I have nothing to say to that. Hoo-ha, indeed.
Why did it get going? Ooh, I got more movies to star in where I overact, including the latest Adam Sandler one. Hoo-ha! See you all later. Hoo-ha!
Make sure you all have a Dunkachino now.
I will give Dunkachinos to everyone. Hoo-ha!
Quick, everybody, we gotta set up to...
You get a gun, and you get a gun.
You know what this movie needed? They needed to deliver messages by Transformer robots.
Yeah, it's missing one of those.
Mm.
Yes.
Well, you wanted a gun montage. Here's your gun montage.
We're gonna need a montage.
All right, so I might have missed this when I was offline earlier in the episode. How are we tying this movie back to Double Trouble?
The Punisher previously had dealings with the Barbarian Twins.
Oh, so basically, because Frank Castle was a cop, right? At least in the version of this movie, right?
Special like Forces, they said.
Special Forces, yeah.
Oh, okay, cool. So basically, yeah, he probably, yeah, dealt with the Barbarian Brothers before,
and,
or at least one of them, anyway.
And pretty much...
Or he could have killed members of the gang that was the Jewel Thieves.
Mm.
Ah, yes.
And all that, the Jewel Thief gang just links back to all the gangs seen in every movie that we've done so far.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
Mm.
I got Girl Scout cookies!
That one is pizza?
But the jigsaw from the Saw movies, not the one in this movie.
I mean, Jigsaw's made a big comeback in 2020.
Mm. Well, that is true.
Nobody knew what to do, staying home. Meanwhile, we just made the Tubi Tuesdays podcast.
Yeah, really. Yes.
Frank Castle's like skull on his jacket needs to be a bit more like brighter. It's a bit like faded.
Mm.
At least he's wearing it.
That's true. Now that other dude there, I said before, he was in Romeo and Juliet, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, he was. Dash Mikal? I think it.
Benvolio.
So what's the plan, Frank? Shoot them all in the face. Works for me.
I mean, he's going to do
Dash Mihawk, that's his name.
Hmm. That was another thing you missed out on before.
Yes.
Because we're trying to work that out.
Yes. Improvised. I'm just going to assume every line of dialogue that Ray Stevenson says in this film is improvised. Including all the grunts. Alright guys, we got at least two bags of guns. Everyone gets one.
Except for you. You get the stick.
Unfortunately, we ran out of bazookas. No bazookas today for anyone.
No bazooka for you.
You guys can't kill Frank Castle. We want to kill Frank Castle.
Then they just kill each other. It's a bit silly.
Exactly.
Works for Frank.
Frank just didn't even need to go in there. Just let them all kill each other and then...
Gonna go straight up here to level 2.
Frank Castle will go in there with all the dead bodies around and say, well, my work here is done. And someone comes in. And then you'll be like, your work is done. You didn't do anything.
Didn't I?
Jealous.
See, Marcy, you need to make that meme now after this podcast.
How come John Lovitz isn't the Punisher? Oh. I've got guns! I'm gonna shoot you!
Thatch, can we, like, do a version of this movie where you dub over Ray Stevenson's voice with John Lovitz? That would be amazing.
As he's leaving the scene, goodbye, everybody, goodbye!
Now I just cannot see Frank Castle. This movie is John Lovitz.
Someone needs to put a blonde wig on him, too.
Mm. Yes.
Do, 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 do. Yeah, why didn't you just blow them all up while they were shooting each other?
Exactly.
Like the look on his face is like, ugh.
Like, fuck.
Damn it.
Ugh. And he was thinking, damn, I only had one day left till retirement.
Everybody that dies in this movie was about to retire.
Yeah.
Yeah, their retirement party was the next day.
Well, we wanted a movie like The Raid, and here it is.
Yeah, pretty much.
That's true. This is probably the closest it gets to Raid territory.
Hmm.
Everyone who dies sounds like Arnold Schwarzenegger.
Oh.
Tear gas.
That is some of my CBD gas.
Oh, I knew it was Craven's.
Everybody really relax before they get shot in the face.
Well, still, I gotta put some more ammo in.
He's one of those magic guns where it's like a six shooter that has like 50 shots in it.
Yes. Also, my favorite thing is those people were probably coming down, like, we're surrendering! And we died.
Mm-hmm.
I know Taika Waititi's around here somewhere.
Is he though?
This is for killing me so. This is for killing me so quickly and for free.
Why does he suddenly have an accent?
Looney James. I don't know. I feel like everyone's voices have changed in this movie.
Well, to be fair... He is Looney James, so he is legit crazy, so it probably makes sense that his accent changes half a dozen times in this movie. Don't shoot, we just want to quit! We're surrendering, don't kill us!
Bang, bang.
Okay, now we're not surrendering.
There was no aim there whatsoever.
That's my favorite thing in all action films is when basically the action hero just flails the gun around and somehow hits 50 people.
Yeah.
Even like aiming at them.
But then you see the bad guys actually aim and they hit nothing.
Exactly.
Makes no sense.
Right in the face.
I like how all the bad guys in this, all the henchmen are like, when they're about to die, they're like, oh, jeez, here we go.
But they also they also all know parkour.
Yes.
For some reason. And so does
Doug Hutchinson as well. Like, Doug Hutchinson in this movie can flip around, jump off walls.
Mm-hmm.
Doug Hutchinson is Spider-Man.
No, he's just a creepy cunt.
Well, that too. He's creepy. He's the latest supervillain, Creepy Cunt Man.
No, you're seeing double and triple.
Yes. I like how they basically, when they use his, I guess his action body double, who does all the flips and all that, they're like, we'll shoot very far back so nobody can notice that's not Doug Hutchinson. But I will say this, though. I mean, I would say that Ray Stevenson is my favorite Punisher, but I'll give him this. He is very intimidating.
He is. He's just a beast.
Yeah, he is. Yeah.
And it also helps, like, he's very tall as well.
I mean, I would consensually let him throw me around the room a little bit. As long as he lets me return the favor.
There's Microchip.
I was about to say, there he is.
Microchip isn't as cut up as I thought he would be, that his mum's face was blown half away. Mm. But then again, she'd been dead for about 5 years after that.
Yeah, point. Well, yeah, yeah. It's a weird sort of lair or whatever the fuck we're meant to be in.
Yes.
Punish the Punisher.
Who punishes the Punisher?
Jigsaw, apparently.
You gotta give Jigsaw credit. The man has style in terms of his wardrobe.
I don't get what's going on with his wardrobe. Yeah. Oh, ho, ho.
Dominic West should play bad guys more often.
He should be cast as every villain ever.
Yes.
Catch.
He'd be a good Norman Osborn.
Mm.
I like how he just said how he said that. He didn't say catch, he said catch.
Oh, fuck's sake, hold on. Sorry guys. Freddy agrees. Doggo. Fred.
Your fat friend right here, what are you talking about?
Take a drink every time one of my pets interrupts the podcast.
Mm-hmm.
Right, she's a kid. Let them shoot her.
He's got a wife and kids. Shoot them. Oh, wait, they did. Bum bum.
It's like... All right, if I'm going to die, let it be a Dilophosaurus. Stop or my Dilophosaurus will shoot. For someone who's about to die any second now, Microchip's like, eh, whatever.
He's had enough bullshit to last him a while.
Exactly.
No, not Micro!
That's right, he comes back to Jurassic Park.
Yes. He comes back alive in the multiverse to die again.
And that little kid, she grows up to be Aileen Wuornos.
Oh, no. No.
I mean...
After all the depth
well, of the yeah.
I'm surprised.
Well, yeah.
Let's ruin well, that pretty
not in the face.
Dead.
Surely the plastic surgeon the plastic surgeon could have done better.
Yes.
I don't know.
Ray Stevenson.
That's all that was holding them down. Come on.
Dominic West. Ray Stevenson is only beating up Dominic West because he's not Ben Barnes.
Oh. Oh.
Stab, stab, stab. Whoa. Well, this is very, sexual.
Oh, kiss.
Whoa.
Then he comes back as a burnt man.
Burnt man. Sorry. Ew, his face is like... literally, like, peeling away.
It's like Freddy Krueger, but not really.
Dominic West is going to come back as Freddy Krueger.
You know what? He could probably play a type of Freddy Krueger, to be fair.
Hmm. Although, do you want to, like, cast Dominic West as Freddy Krueger? Because then everyone would be like, ooh, Freddy Krueger is so sexy.
Hmm. I think people everybody's already dead. Think he's sexy.
I am going to have to rush you now.
I got to say it right now. Frank Castle is a serial killer.
No shit.
See, the guy in LA Wars, the cop guy, he was like, again, to link all our cinematic universe back together. He was like reading everything about the Punisher.
And he wanted to be like the Punisher. Yeah.
He wanted to be the L.A. Punisher.
Mm, makes sense, actually. Makes a lot of sense.
I'm sorry I broke your snow globe.
Thanks, Frank. I'm gonna grow up to be a murderer like you.
She will. Told you.
Julie Benz has just been facing so much violence in 2008.
Mm. Jesus Aves. Okay. That's what you think, I'm sure.
So much in the odd. With all the amount of neon in this movie, like, Nicholas Winding Refn was probably orgasming when he watched this movie.
I think he got all the criminals in town. If there are any left, you gotta at least consider rehabilitation.
He's gone, isn't he? People can
change. Yeah, well, I was gonna say, I thought he was gonna kill it right then. Personally not a fan of the
That wasn't half obvious.
He just Batmaned him.
Is that what it feels like?
Do I look like a fucking kid? The fuck? Give me what? I wish anytime I was in trouble I could just say Frank and he just rocks off. Oh,
look, there we go.
Saves. Oh, look at that. Beautiful.
Boom.
Now I've got brains all over me. Skin, a history of nudity in movies.
Well, that's going to be
all right.
Coming soon to
What I think of Punisher Warzone, I think there needs to be more nudity in these movies.
Mm-hmm. You know, we should do that one for episode 69, you know what I'm saying?
Well, we have to do... Actually, you know what? We need to do something sexy for 69.
It'll have to be a Booby Fair kind of movie.
Exactly. Flash Gordon and the Cosmic Cheerleaders.
You've heard it here first, folks. If we're not doing something sexy for episode 69, then, yeah, you can yell at us. I don't know.
We will be, don't worry. I'll make sure of it. But, yes, that was our episode of Batch's Pick of The Punisher Warzone. I hope you've all enjoyed it. I think we certainly did revisiting this fun comic book film. Tune in for the next few weeks as we do more comic book related movies on this podcast. And as always, you can find us at supermarcy.com, and you can find all your links to find us on social medias as well as your major podcast streaming platforms. Just check our link tree at linktr.ee/the2btuesdays podcast. And if you want to find me and say hello, you can find me at Twitter on twitter.com/supermarcy, or you can find me on Letterboxd at super_marcy. Batch, where can people find you this week?
You can find me every Tuesday and Friday on the Pop 4D Network. Every Tuesday is Web Tales, a Spider-Man podcast, where me and Mark Chevalier recap the classic issues of The Amazing Spider-Man from the beginning to the present day. On Fridays, it is Avenging Tales, where me and James Simpson do the same for the Mighty Avengers. So be sure to subscribe on the Pop 4D feed and on the Web Tales feed, respectively, and come meet us there.
Indeed, and Bede, where can people check you out?
Well, if people want to find me not, like, dropping in and out of podcasts on a regular basis, they can find me at Twitter at twitter.com/BJamine or my personal Letterboxd account at letterboxd.com/BJamine. And, of course, you can find all my work over at supermarcy.com with all my reviews and columns.
Indeed. Be sure to check everything out. And we will see you next Tuesday, everybody. Bye-bye.
See you, everybody. Bye.
Isn't like any procedure that we've ever done before.
Well, that's why I'm here, Doc.
Your facial muscles, tendons, bone structure, everything. It was destroyed.
Evil has many faces.
You look fantastic, brother.
Yes. darkness has many allies.
This deal is going down tonight.
Raise your army!
But there is only one who punishes them all. This is just the beginning.
Welcome, welcome, welcome.
Let's play a game.
God be with you, Frank.
Sometimes I'd like to get my hands on God.
FBI, drop your weapons!
You're fighting a war.
The 2B Tuesdays podcast is proudly sponsored by Surfshark VPN. Why would you have a VPN in this day and age? Well, a lot of people are quite concerned about tracking and their online privacy, and using a VPN ensures that you are safe and secure online. Surfshark VPN provides a lot of extra added layers of security, as well as ad blocker and a kill switch if your information is ever compromised. The other added bonus of having a fantastic VPN with Surfshark is if a movie we're watching on the 2B Tuesdays podcast is not available in your country, you can switch on that VPN, go to the country that it is in, and watch the movie. Surfshark VPN also allows you to do this on other streaming platforms, where if you're missing some content in that library, you can turn this on and have a look at what else is on offer. Surfshark VPN is one of the most reliable and cheapest of the VPNs out there, with up to 81% off offer when you subscribe for 24 months. Please use the link surfshark.deals/supernetwork to take advantage of this amazing deal. Thank you, Surfshark. Surfy Shark do 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 do. Surfy Shark do 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 do. Now back to the 2B Tuesdays podcast.